BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Good Samaritan.
There was a man who was an expert of the law of Moses. He asked Jesus, "How can a person earn the right to go to heaven?" Jesus said, "Tell me what's written in the law." He said, "Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "Ah," said Jesus, "go and do that, and you'll live." The man realized how impossible that was. "Well, exactly who is my neighbor?" Jesus said, "A man was traveling down the road from Jerusalem going to Jericho. Robbers grabbed him and beat him until he was almost dead. They then took his money and clothes and left him on the side of the road." Oh, the man desperately needed help, and soon a priest came along. He saw the man, but moved to the other side of the road and hurried on his way. After that, a Levite passed by. He also avoided the situation and ignored the man. A third man traveled down the road, but unfortunately, it was a Samaritan, a group of people hated by the Jews. Still, he had pity on the Jewish man. He stopped and treated his wounds. He placed him on his donkey and took him to an inn. There he made him comfortable and treated his wounds. The next day, the Samaritan gave the innkeeper money and told him to take care of the wounded man. He said, "If it costs more, I'll pay you when I come back." "So," said Jesus, "three people saw the man lying on the side of the road. Which one was a neighbor to him?" Oh, the answer was simple, but it was hard to give. It was the one who showed mercy. "Yes," said Jesus, "go and follow his example." After this, Jesus went to a village. He had friends that lived there, and they invited him and his disciples into their home for a meal. While they were talking, one of the sisters named Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to everything he said. Martha, her sister, was busy preparing the meal for their guest. In her frustration, she went to Jesus. Lord, have you noticed that my sister has left all the work for me to do? Please tell her to come help me." The Lord said, "Oh, Martha, Martha, you have too many worries. You have forgotten there's only one thing that is absolutely necessary. Mary has chosen that one thing, and it won't be taken away from her." Later on, Jesus was teaching his disciples. He said, "Be persistent when you pray. Ask and keep asking, and it will be given to you. Search and keep searching, and you'll find. Knock and keep knocking, and the door will eventually open. Those who keep asking and keep searching and keep knocking will get what they're wanting. Your Father loves you and wants to provide for you."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.